Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, Mac is on leave, so I'm leading the show, of course, with our very loyal and fabulous producer, Fiona. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning, Tass.
Lovely to have you here. This morning, we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, opinions, and just a little bit of gossip. Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. My name's Tass and my co-host this morning is the wonderful Fiona. Good morning. It's 11 degrees heading to a warm top of 13. Not very warm, really. Fiona, how are you this morning?
Fine, yes, thank you. I mean, it might be cool, but the sun is out. That's a good thing.
It is a very good thing. And, of course, Mac has taken a day off. We'll allow him to talk about why he's taken a day off. It's none of our business to declare his personal business, is it?
No, that's right. Maybe we can ask him next week what he
Exactly. So quickly, we are going to invite Ange to join us shortly. But what have we got on store for today's show?
We have, well, of course, we've got the breaking news and incredibly well-timed. We have Michael O'Brien, who's the leader of the Victorian
National Party. It'll be very interesting to get a comment from Michael about
this.
Yeah,
so he called for the resignation of Jenny Markakos.
And he got us.
He got his wish. So Michael will be on at 10:15. Then we have Professor Catherine Barrett. She has been on, Catherine Bennett.
Bennett.
She's been on before. She's the chair of epidemiology at Deakin University and has been out and about in the media talking about epidemiology of COVID.
She's been a regular of ours and very good.
She's really great, so we'll look forward to hearing her updates. Rainbow local government after 11 o'clock.
Well, but that's only after we have a bit of a goss.
Yes.
You and I are going to have a bit of a goss.
We're just going to yak about stuff.
Looking forward to that.
That'll be fun.
Learn a bit more about you, I hope, Fiona.
Okay. Ooh. So after I talk about myself, at 11 o'clock, we will be talking to Naverna Sporovska from the Victorian Pride Lobby about rainbow votes.
Yes, there's elections coming up
elections
very shortly.
So we'll be hearing all about that. Then 11:30, Kay Bradshaw from Uniting Vic Tasmania. We'll be talking about LGBTIQ inclusive practice work. And finally, Dr. Ruth McNair, a GP of an inner city practice specialising in LGBTIQ healthcare, will be talking about a recent survey, Victoria's population survey, and we're going to hear some updated statistics and facts on the health and well-being of the community.
And interestingly enough, other than Michael O'Brien, we have an all-women show.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a show for the ladies today. And we will be discussing a lady as well, being Jenny Markakos. So there'll
yes,
be a
no
lot.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. Now, we're going to pull in Ange, aren't we? Is Ange going to join us? Now, Ange has got to talk to us about something, a campaign that she's actually going to be spearheading very shortly. And I'm not sure if this is the official announcement.
I think this is the official
announcement. Oh,
yep,
wow.
Yep, you heard it here first, everyone.
Good morning, Ange. Are you there?
Good morning, Cass. Good morning, Fiona. How are you both?
Very well. Now, we need to introduce you first, Ange.
Ange is the CEO, and Barry, our CEO here at Joy. Welcome,
Ange. Thank you for having me on what is a very, very busy show for you guys today. Thank you for making time.
Pat.
Always a pleasure to have you here. And in fact, I've been on the show with you for quite some time, Ange.
It's been a while, Tess, but I have been listening to you and following you closely. So lovely to be speaking with you again today.
Lovely to have you back here again, and lovely to know that you occasionally do listen to us.
So guys, I've got some great news to share. Yeah, look, Joy, like, you know, other organisations, has been observing, I guess, the impact of COVID-19 not only on our people but also on business. And as we know, business plays such an important role in bringing us all together, in employing us and, you know, generating income for us. And Joy has decided that we really want to work with small business, but any business, to be honest, but also our listenership, to actually encourage people to patronise Victorian businesses so we can help them get back on their feet.
What does that mean? And what does patronise mean?
Yeah, patronise is a bit of an old-fashioned word, but patronise means, in its one of its contexts, I guess, is that you are loyal to that business. So you go to that business and you buy your goods there. And I guess what we're wanting to do is to remind Victorians that right now we should choose Victoria and put Victoria first, because our businesses are suffering. And Tass, as you know, in today's age, you can pretty much click a mouse and buy from any business in the world. But what we'd really like to say to everybody is, hey, let's think about that now. Let's think right now that when, you know, we're all about to, fingers crossed, but we're about to get a bit more freedom, but, you know, we're buying right now anyway. But, you know, as we get more freedom, it would be great if we could actually, you know, spend that money with Victorian businesses. So we're launching a campaign called Love Vic Back to Business.
Sounds great. Great name.
How's the campaign going to look, Ange?
Yeah, sure, Fiona. So the campaign is basically we are offering businesses and community organisations, so it's not just commercial entities, but we're offering them 50 to 60% discounted off what we've created as a special Love Vic Back to Business campaign. And what that looks like is we're going to, the businesses that wish to take this up, we're going to invite them to do a 15-second elevator pitch during one of our flagship Brekkie or Drive programs, or maybe even Fat Mag, guys.
There you go.
You know, people, there you go, where, you know, someone could say, this is why I need Victorians to love me back into business, right? And then we'll also have what we call a sponsorship or advertising spot going across the week for them. We'll do a social media post to our online community through multiple platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'll actually put a tile with their logo on our website on a special page called Love Vic Back to Business, so everybody can see the businesses that need their support. And we'll also give them a membership to our organisation, and we'll recognise that on air as well. So, and the reason that's important is that, you know, we want to identify that these businesses not only, you know, need to advertise their, you know, that what they do, but they're also supporting independent community media, and that is a beautiful thing.
Fabulous. So what should people do next? If somebody wants to love an agency, a Victorian agency, what should they do next?
Yeah, okay. So what you need to do is you can go to our website, joy.org.au. Right on the front page is a very big graphic where you can click Love Vic Back to Business, or you can even go straight to the page, which is joy.org.au/lovevic, and you can send businesses there, or you can pop us an email, sales@joy.org.au, and there's a phone number on the website as well. So whichever way works for people, they can reach out to us, and we'll send them more information, have a chat with them and see what we can do to basically help them get back to business.
Sounds like a fabulous, fabulous initiative, and any business would be crazy not to take us up on that opportunity, because there's so many ways that they can engage. So it sounds incredible.
Love Vic Back to Business. Yeah. Great name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, well done. So it's a sales program, God. Essentially.
It's a sales campaign, I suppose you would say, but it's a bit different, Cass, in that we are really going to get all our joysters behind this. And when I say our joysters, you guys on air, our people who work in our office, but also our members, you know, Joy is a large organisation and everybody will be supporting these businesses by talking up this program so that, you know, we want people to come to the website and go, oh, these are the businesses that, you know, need support. I'm going to, you know, work with these businesses. They'll hear it on air. Joy goes out to over 620,000 people every month. So it's a large footprint and we're online. So we're heard all around the state and all around the country indeed.
It's interesting you call it a footprint, isn't it really an air print? Such old-fashioned language, Ange.
Oh, I know, Tess. Well, it's early. I haven't made my coffee yet, Tess.
Well, thanks, Ange. We're so happy to hear all about it. Everyone listening, you'll be hearing more about it, of course, in the coming weeks. Have a great weekend, Ange.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a fantastic show.
You too. All the best to you. Fiona, we've already had a couple of messages. We've had a message from Peter and Paul.
Oh, lovely.
Two separate messages. Isn't it funny that the names are both P's? Peter and Paul. I was expecting Mary to call in next. And, of course, I have had a message from Macca.
Oh,
Macca is listening in and he's just sent me a message saying, tell them I'm at the vet.
Everyone is at the
vet. It sounds like Patch may have an issue. Patch is, in case you don't know, the name of Macca's dog.
Greyhound, no less.
And called Patch because Patch has a patch on their left eye.
Oh, cute.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.